Welcome back guys, wish you very well. This is Gautam and you are on our channel Cooking with Sapna. So guys, today we are going to make Kesar Pista Khoya Barfi and that too without even using khoya. We will make it from milk powder in a very quick and easy way and it is going to taste better than what we get from the market. So for making Kesar Pista Khoya Barfi, we will take about half cup of clarified butter, or you can also use unsalted butter, in a pan on low heat. Now we will add 1 1/4 cup of milk. And 3/4 cup of sugar. We will mix it to melt all the sugar. Meanwhile, we will also prepare a 8 inches square baking tray. Line it with the butter paper and smear some clarified butter. Sprinkle some chopped pistachios. And in this way, our tray is ready. Now, our sugar has also melted. We will add 6 cups of milk powder. We will mix it. Now we will cook it on low heat with continuous stirring until it starts thickening. So first it will melt and loosen itself, and then it will start thickening. As you can see, it has started to loosen. So we will keep cooking it on low heat until it thickens. It's been 5 minutes. Our milk powder mixture is cooking. Now we'll add a pinch of saffron soaked in 1 tablespoon of milk. We will also add 1/4 teaspoon of citric acid to get that crumbly texture of the barfi which you get normally from the market. You can also add 1 teaspoon of lemon juice instead of citric acid. We'll mix them well with the milk powder. So as I said, we are going to cook this mixture until it thickens. It's still loose and it will take another 8 to 10 minutes to thicken. Keep an eye, keep stirring, and the cooking time, remember, also depend on your cooktop. It's been 5 minutes since we added the saffron. Now we will add 1/4 cup of chopped pistachios. We will mix it further. As you can see, the milk powder has come together to make a soft mass, and it's been 8 minutes we are cooking it. So we will cook it for further 2 to 3 minutes, then it will be ready to transfer into the already lined baking tray. And guys, as I said, the heating time depends from cooktop to cooktop, so keep an eye, keep stirring in order to avoid sticking of milk powder at the bottom of the pan. So our mixture is almost ready and it has thickened. And can you see that crumbly texture in the mixture? Awesome. So let's transfer it into the baking tray. So we are transferring now this mixture into the baking tray, lined with the butter paper and chopped pistachios. We will level it by using back of the spoon. We will allow our barfi to set at room temperature for 2 hours. And guys, if you are in hurry and make it very quick, so what you can do, allow it to cool at room temperature and then put it in a refrigerator. In this way, it will be quickly set and ready to cut. So we will cut our barfi when it is cold and properly set. So here is our Kesar Pista Khoya Barfi is ready. Let's take it out on a board. And it's all ready, all set. So we will cut it into pieces. So guys, you can see how quick and easy this recipe is. And next time, if some guest come to your house or if it is a special occasion, You can simply make this at home instead of going to the market and buy it. So now comes the time to try it. Let's try. Soft, just melting in the mouth, along with the crunchy pistachios and flavors of saffron. Guys, really amazing. See how quick and easy this recipe is. And as we all know, it takes a lot of efforts to make a khoya. And with this recipe, you can get the same flavor, same texture by using lesser efforts. So do try this recipe and let us know how it turned out for you in the comment section. I hope you like our video. If you do, subscribe, like and share. And for more detailed recipe, do visit our website cookingwithsapna.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do press the bell icon for new video notifications. So guys, take care, stay safe. See you next time.